Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Successful Woman Radio Show, brought to you by WomenAboutBiz.net, empowering you with the tools and resources to start and grow your very own business. Happy, happy new year to everyone. It is so wonderful to be live on the air and talking with you this new year, 2019. Of course, this is Trina Newby, your host and business success coach, broadcasting to you live. Today is January 7th, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas, guess what, a huge success. So welcome, 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 everybody. As many of you know, I will be broadcasting on Facebook Live as well, and so that is what I'm doing right now. Is I am getting set up on Facebook to also broadcast live in our Women About Biz Facebook group. As many of you know, our show, Successful Woman Radio, is brought to you by Women About Biz, which is our flagship company to provide startup and growth information to women. And also, it is our goal to make sure that women have the resources and tools that are outside of Women About Biz, which is so very, very important. So again, I am just so, so very excited that you guys are here with me today. And I am getting ready to now go live. So just give me a few seconds for those of you who are listening live on air with the radio. Give me a few seconds, and I am going on live in just a few seconds on Facebook as well. So you're going to hear a few seconds of silence. So just bear with me. Hello, hello, everybody. This is Trina Newby with Women About Biz, and it is, guess what, Monday, January 7th, and I've got all of our listeners on Blog Talk Radio ready for Successful Woman Radio, and now I want to prepare you to go ahead and get ready, grab your pen and your notepad as we start our new year off with the topic Business Goals 2019. And so I'm so very, very excited to be simultaneously broadcasting Successful Woman Radio, both in the Women About Biz group on Facebook Live and also through our platform, Blog Talk Radio. So again, I'm so very, very excited that all of you are listening to the show and that you are ready to receive some great information that you can put to use right away. Now, first of all, if you see me look away, know that I do have a script because Successful Woman Radio is somewhere about 45 minutes to an hour long. And so I'm good, but not that good with remembering everything. But I have some great information to share with you. I'll be talking about our new theme all this month, Business Goals 2019. And I'm so glad that you're here. Grab your favorite beverage, sit down, and really invest in yourself. This time to start looking at ways to better plan your success for 2019. So I'm so very glad that you guys are with us today. And of course, if you're listening from Facebook Live, go ahead and share Successful Woman Radio on your personal page. And if you're listening from our Blog Talk platform, you know what to do. Go ahead, flash over on another line and share with a businesswoman or someone that you know needs a blessing. Maybe they have always shared with you that they wanted to start a business for the new year. Have them to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, that number is 637-347-2589. And again, I want to encourage all of you who are listening to the show. Okay, someone just texted me and said, you repeated the number wrong. So let me repeat the phone number for those of you that want to dial in to our Successful Woman Radio Show. It's 347-637-2589. And that is a dial-in number. I do see that our board is almost full. So for those of you who are listening from your smart devices, you might also want to go on your internet and simply go to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio spelled all the way out. Or for those of you who are have access and are members of our Women About Biz community, then you may want to go ahead and go to Women About Biz group on Facebook and listen from there, because we are simultaneously broadcasting both live on our Facebook group page and also through the Blog Talk platform. So isn't this great, guys? This is a way that just to show you how incredible technology has gotten, we can do some incredible things in small business without spending a lot of money. And this is something that we all need to be taking advantage of, is social media, the technology that it has afforded us. And we need to be planning out exactly how we can use social media technology to move our business forward to the next level. Now, last Monday when I broadcast it live, we had a full board on Blog Talk Radio, so I was able to still help people to get over to Facebook Live and listen from there. We've had a lot of messages and people sharing with us that they were also listening to the recorded broadcast on Facebook as well. So I'm very, very excited about that. And, you know, again, this is just an example of how you can actually use technology to advance your business, to move your business forward. I want to give some shout outs to some people I see already that have jumped on Facebook Live. Sylvia Stewart, hey, Sylvia. Thank you so much for listening. Patina Allen, hey, Patina, I really appreciate you being on the show. Monica Bailey, oh, my dear friend Kathy. Hey, Kathy, how are you? I see Kathy on the call. And again, we have so many people on the Blog Talk board. It is completely full and tapped out, I see already. So for those of you who are on Blog Talk and you're still sharing the Successful Woman Radio Show, I really want to encourage you to go ahead and let people know that they can go to Facebook and listen live from our Facebook group, Women About Biz, or they can go to blogtalkradio.com/Successful Woman Radio spelled all the way out. And of course, Successful Woman Radio is our, it's our flagship show that we are so proud of. We're celebrating this month our 11th year of being on the air live, helping hundreds and even thousands of women to get started in their business, to pursue their dreams and their goals, and not give up on what they want to pursue in life. So I'm so very, very excited about that. So ladies, this year we really have to embrace 2019 like never before. I mean, God has really been inspiring me with some things to share with you. The Holy Spirit has really been working with me within about a lot of things that women are struggling with, women are wanting to have. And the one thing that the Holy Spirit has been saying to me is that there are a lot of women out there who are feeling like they are not succeeding in life. A lot of women out there who are sad because they're feeling like they are failures. And so I will really be addressing fear, failure. You know, why is it that as women, we're not moving forward more than what we are right now? So we're going to be talking about those things this year in 2019. And of course, all this month, our theme is Business Goals 2019. And it is my desire to share with you all of the information that I have as much as I can on a radio show platform about goal setting and why it's so important from a business perspective as an owner for you to start goal setting properly. There is a method to goal setting, and I know a lot of people write down a to-do list, they write down goals, and then months later they run across the piece of paper that they made their list on and they realize that they have not did anything towards what it is that they wrote on the paper. They've been doing everything all around that. So we're going to really delve into goal setting today. And by the way, I am actually sharing with you from a workbook that I created that from a very popular workbook class, a workshop called Smart Business Women Set Goals. And this was a class that I've repeated for the last 3 years. I am going to be repeating that class this year in January. What I'm doing is most of the women who are members, goal members at Women About Biz have already filled up our first goal setting class. So I'm trying to look for a date in between my speaking engagements that I can actually do another webinar, goal setting webinar, because it is worth looking at. And so I will be doing that. And probably more than likely, we are just about through with our goal setting course for the month of January. So if nothing else, we will definitely get you connected to that course for those of you who are really wanting to delve in and become masters of goal setting. But for this month on Successful Woman Radio, you're going to be able to get so many nuggets, so many tips, so many resources on goal setting that I know that you will be able to take that information and put that information to good use right away. So again, for station identification, I want to thank everybody for listening. You are listening live to Successful Woman Radio on this beautiful January 7th, broadcasting live right here in Atlanta, GA. But we have women who are listening internationally. So again, I am so excited that you are all here. I want to go ahead right now, and I want to talk a little bit about social media. What's going on with social media, and where are we with Facebook? Where are we at with LinkedIn? What are some of the new things that you need to understand that is happening? Well, the first thing I want to share with you in reference to social media is that it is totally, the dynamics of social media is totally changing. And I've been saying this for like the last couple of years, trying to prepare you as businesswomen to understand that what we once had access to is not always going to stay the same. So let me just share a little bit of what I'm talking about in reference to how social media is changing. First of all, let's go with our good friend Facebook, okay? So Facebook has a new feature. It actually has quite a few features, but I want to cover this. Facebook has a new feature called Live Work, okay? And what that is for companies, corporations, small businesses who want to harness the power of social media for their employees or for their groups or for their teams. Okay. And so what Facebook Work, that's the official title, Facebook Work, what Facebook Work does is that it mimics the functionality of Facebook groups, but for corporations, for small businesses, and what have you. And so what it allows you to do is to actually have a workplace where you can invite different people to be in your workplace, and you can have team calls, team meetings, different announcements that can go out to the team, different things like that. But the difference is that Facebook is charging for this. Is that amazing, right? So they said that they would be coming out with their pricing structure for their Facebook work today. And so I've been patiently looking at my email to see if I can see the prices that are coming out with Facebook work. So again, Facebook work basically mimics a lot of the features of Facebook, with the exception that it is private. There is no advertisement. And when you push something out to all of the members in your Facebook work group, it is, everybody's going to get it. Everybody's going to see it, guaranteed, right? And this is a paid service of Facebook, right? This is a way for all of those people who've been saying, hey, my messages, my information, my notes are not getting out to all of the people that I would like to see my information. Well, Facebook has been telling us for a while now, right, that they do not want business postings on their Facebook personal pages, that they really want us to engage on their personal Facebook pages. They really want to share of ourselves. And this is because they can't really get good metrics if all we're doing is posting business information, but really not engaging. So again, Facebook work was created to target small businesses, to target teams and groups. So this is very interesting because this is something new for Facebook. Now, somebody just texted me and said, hey, I just heard that Facebook group is going to be charging $3 per person per month for each person in your group. So that's $3 per person for group. I don't know. I'm going to internet text that right now. I'm going to look on Google. I'm actually going to see if I can find out what Facebook work is actually going to be charging. Because I find that very interesting. I knew that they were going to charge, but I thought they were going to charge like a set fee. But from my understanding, I've got a second text message in. Someone saying that Facebook work is definitely charging $3 per person per month that is in the group. So I'm going to check on that and find that out. But again, don't be too surprised with Facebook work, because they're saying if you want no advertisement, if you want to be able to have every single person to come into your Facebook group, and you want them to be able to see your messages, you want to be able to email them, then you are going to definitely have to pay for that. Okay, so I am on the Facebook work page, okay? And this is what it says. It says workplace. And they've even changed it to Facebook workplace now. So they're playing around with the words here, right? But they say workplace charges a flat fee of $3 per active user on a monthly basis for our workplace premium plan. And they say you'll be charged for all employees, okay, in your community, irrespective of that person's email or domain, okay? So keep in mind that they say the billing currency right now is just for the U.S. So that tells us that Facebook Workplace is just for the U.S. But again, it was free just for a couple of weeks, right? Just for a couple of weeks. And now they are actually charging for it. So this is very, very interesting. It's $3 per month for the first 1,000 monthly active users. And they give you a little bit of a discount, $2 per month for the next 9,000 users, and then $1 per month for anything above 10,000 active users. So again, Facebook is charging. This is something that we knew was going to come to pass. We knew that it was going to be happening. And so here it is, Facebook Workplace. And it can be used for harvesting your team, your group, your employees all together in one account so that you can email them, you can put up videos, you can have phone conferences, webinar conferences. You can do a whole lot of things with Facebook Workplace. Now, this means that Facebook is getting ready to focus more on the corporate setting, to be honest with you. This means that we're not always going to have the inexpensive Facebook ads and a lot of other things. So this is the time now for us as small business owners to really be paying attention and taking advantage, generating our leads, utilizing Facebook ads while it's still quite inexpensive to use, so that we can at least give our businesses a boost before we see this next wave of Facebook that is coming out. So again, Facebook Workplace is here. I believe it's definitely going to stay. And I believe we're going to see a lot of changes happening with Facebook throughout the month of January. If you'll remember, in November, December, Facebook also had Facebook membership for groups, but they were only offering it to groups that were like about 10,000 members or above. So again, stay tuned for that because you're going to see Facebook membership come out for groups as well. And I think they're going to probably end up just opening it up regardless of the number of people that you actually have in your group. So enough about Facebook for right now, but I did want to make you guys aware that the changes are definitely coming for Facebook. I think it's very exciting to be a part of this historical technology that's taking place and to really be able to understand it. So I think that's very important. I want to share with you some other things that's going to be happening on the show today because we do have a lot of stuff going on. Again, our theme for the month of January is goal setting 2019. You know, goal setting is a very detailed method of planning for your business, but it means nothing without task and implementation. So we're going to talk about how do you begin to implement all of your goals. And I'm so excited because I have the newest set of questions for you guys for 2019. And I'm really excited to be sharing that with you. As many of you who are longtime listeners know, I always give you each year, at the top of each new year, I announce a new set of self-coaching questions that you can ask yourself that are going to help you to brainstorm, that's going to help push you to that next level. And I really think that I have a set of questions this year that is going to do just that. And so I'll be sharing that with you shortly. Also, I'm going to be talking about fear a little bit today because so many women are still dealing with fear. What do you do with it? How do you get past it? What do you need to do to be the best leader that you can be for your business? So all of this is coming up all throughout our show today. If you're on Facebook Live, ladies, go ahead and share the show on your personal page. This gets people knowing about the show. And you don't want to just keep good business information to yourself. You want to share it. You want to bless the lives of other women. And of course, if you're listening live from our Blog Talk Radio platform, you know, definitely share the show with individuals. You can do it in multiple ways, but you definitely want to share the show. So I'm so excited that, again, you're here with us today. And I'm very excited to be bringing Successful Woman Radio both live on Facebook each Monday at 12 noon Eastern and also simultaneously on Blog Talk Radio as well. So again, welcome, welcome everyone. So let's go ahead now and read what I would like to say, some of the best questions that I've come up yet that you can use as often as you need to spark your ingenuity, to spark your ideas, to spark your aha moments, to help you to be the best leader that you can be for your business. And so the topic of these questions, the title is 5 Questions of Leadership and Authority. You know, God gave that to me because the Holy Spirit has been stirring in me, ladies, about leadership and about, you know, what is the real root of business success? Some people could say, well, you got to have a good business plan. Some people could say, well, you've got to be capitalized adequately in order to see. That means you got to have enough money in the business to make money. And you know, there are different things that people attribute to business success. But I'm here to tell you, at the end of the day, one thing stands out for being successful in business that's going to catapult you if you really grasp this, and that is being a good leader, the right kind of leader that your specific business needs based on your business industry, okay? So with that said, I came up with 5 questions of leadership and authority. Now, let me tell you why I added that word authority on there. It's because nobody has to give you permission to be successful in your business, and nobody has to give you permission to take swift and immediate actions in your business. That authority has already been given to you from God. When you were born, you were given the amiable right to be a successful woman. You were given the right to come up with creative ideas. You were given the right to vision. You were given the right to be monetarily successful. You were given the right to bless the lives of others through your business. So this, you already have the authority to do that. So these 5 questions of leadership and authority is something that you need to hold on to and something that you definitely need to grasp. So very, very important. So let me just go ahead right now and read to you what those questions are. And I hope that you guys have a pen and a notepad, because as you know, with Successful Woman Radio, we are a blend of like a webinar talk show and a radio show. So we're kind of a blend of all three. So you're going to get meat. You're going to get good information that you'll be able to put to use today. So get your notepad ready. So here we go. 5 questions of leadership and authority. Number 1, am I clear on my role as CEO of my company? Now, as many of you know, this was a question was similar to this for 2018, but I wanted to go there. I wanted to bring this question over for this year. Am I clear on my role as CEO of my company? And here's the thing. If you're not clear on what you should be doing every day as the CEO of your business, it's very difficult for you to delegate to anybody else. It's very difficult for you to share what you should be doing in your business with anyone else. And it's difficult for you to actually assign tasks to anyone else. And so you've got to get clear on your role as the CEO for your company. So I want you to imagine this. Imagine if you had to hire someone to come and take your place in your company, and you were expecting this person to drive your company to new heights, new levels, to generate new leads, new revenue in your company, what would you be expecting of them? Okay, for sure you know that you're going to want them to provide reports to you, right? You want to know how many leads are coming in. You want to know how the marketing system is being implemented and how that is going. You want to know what new clients or new customers were brought in and how much money was brought in on a weekly basis, right? So you would want all of those reports. Well, guess what? Whatever you would expect someone else to know and want for your business, that is exactly what you should be doing as the CEO. So it's time for you to create a position description for yourself as the CEO of your business. Now, how do you begin to do that? Well, I'm a firm believer in bullet pointing everything, because sometimes when you write out paragraphs, you get a little bit confused, but if you bullet point, you can become very precise and direct. So what you should do is you should think of it in this way. Think of, first of all, a small 2-sentence paragraph of the description of the CEO, and then bullet point all of the roles that the CEO should be playing in the company. What are the duties of the CEO? And then break it down. Once you bullet point those duties, break down what the CEO should be doing daily, weekly, monthly, and quarterly, okay? Those things are very, very important. And that is all a part of what I like to call your operations plan But for this right here, this is important for you to know as the CEO. What should I be doing daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly? And then what are the roles that I should be playing? What are my roles? And so, again, I want to encourage you that you have to take seriously your role as CEO. If you want to know really why you may not have made as much money in 2018, why you are not able to get certain things done in 2018, a lot of the times it's because of your leadership ability. And it's not to say that you can't hone your leadership skills and bring them up to par, because that's exactly what you're going to have to do for 2019. But here's the thing. What you need to realize is that if you're not first clear on your role as the CEO, then you can't lead your company. You can't. And your company has to have a leader. And you cannot have an absenteeism with being the leader of your business. And this is what's going on. And this is why oftentimes a lot of business women are not taking their business to the next level. Now, I have some other thoughts and ideas on that I'll be sharing with you throughout this month of January as we discuss business goals 2019. But again, I want you to understand that right now in the five questions of leadership and authority, the first question you should be asking yourself is, am I clear on my role as CEO of my company? Here's what number two is, and this is a big one too. What are my business priorities? Wow, right? What are my business priorities? Some of your business priorities should be sales. It should be tasks to implement. It should be follow-up. So what are your business priorities? Do you really understand and know what your priorities in business are and why you need to have them as a priority? A lot of the times, what I find with women that we do is that we multitask a lot. You know, we, rightfully so, God created us to serve, to be helpmeets, and not just men, but that is kind of like a part of our nature. We help people. We serve people. We make people feel better. We nurture individuals, right? And so as a result, we sometimes get the octopus syndrome, right? We're all over the place. And we are trying to handle multiple tasks. We're trying to do so many things that we get our own self confused. And so you've got to be clear as the CEO of your business what your business priorities are. Start with, what are my sales goals, okay? What tasks need to happen in order for many of my goals to take place? So again, keep that in mind. Here's number three. Number three in five questions of leadership and authority is, do I have a bird's eye view of the following areas? Do I have a bird's eye view of the following areas? And here are the areas. Do you have a bird's eye view of your daily workflow? Okay. Can you look at a piece of paper and look over it and have a bird's eye view of what's supposed to be happening in your business today, tomorrow, next week, next month, quarterly? Do you have a bird's eye view of that? And what does that mean? It means that it should already be prepared, and you should be able to look down on a sheet of paper and know what is going on in your business, right? But also, you should know what's happening in your marketing. You should know what's happening in follow-up. Again, you should know what's happening with lead generation, okay? All of these things are very important and pivotal to the success of your business. It doesn't matter what business model you're using, whether it's network marketing, direct sales, party plans, traditional business, it doesn't matter. You still are the CEO of your company. You're still responsible for having that bird's eye view, okay? Here's number four. Number four is, am I allowing my power team to work for me in helping to carry out tasks? Again, am I allowing my power team to work for me in helping to carry out tasks? Wow. Now, this is a big one, because I hope many of you who are listening, I hope you know what a power team is. But if not, let me explain to you, first of all, what a power team is all about. So a power team is a group of individuals who may or may not know each other. Most of the time, they are subcontractors. They are professionals in their own right. They probably own their own small business, but provide a specific service to you that can help you move along your goals faster than if you were actually doing it yourself. So some people on my power team is a graphic person, a web designer. I have an accountant, bookkeeper. I have a person that can help me with content and copy, a person who knows how to write articles, right? A person who can get on social media and do some pre-scheduling and posting for me. So I have all of these people on my power team, and the majority of these individuals don't know each other. And I didn't come up to them saying, you know, I need to put you on my power team. No, I didn't walk up to them saying that. But what the word power team represents to me is that I have a group of people that I have already assembled for the purpose of helping me to take my business to the next level. And so that is what a power team represents. And so, of course, then what I do is I have developed a relationship with each of these people in my power team. I have developed a relationship with them ahead of time so I know who they are. I may not use them every day, every week, or every month, but because I've already developed a relationship with them, I'm keeping them in the loop, maybe by keeping them on my newsletter list or what have you. They know who I am and what I'm about. I already know their charges, their prices. I've already seen a lot of the work that they have done. I've already called references. So I'm already set to go. So now this person can go in my group list in my cell phone as part of my power team so that when I need something, it is only a phone call away, which is so very, very important. So again, I want you guys to understand that, how powerful a power team is. And this is something that you really need to have. Now, I have a lot of people say, well, Trina, you know, I don't have that kind of money to pay all of these people. But remember, your power team is not on a payroll. They're not on a salary, right? But they are professionals in their own right. So they have other customers, other clients, but you need to have them lined up and ready to roll. So therefore, you can't wait till the last minute to find someone to help you, right? Have you ever tried to wait till the last minute to find someone to design a website? Do you know how difficult that is? You know, and the pressure is put on you because you've got to get your website up and going. It's very difficult. So you have to know who that person is ahead of time. You can't wait till the last minute with a power team to put a power team in place. You've got to put a power team in place now. So let this be a good lesson for many of you who don't have a power team in place. Know who's going to help you with the different things that you need in your business. But I do want to say this, as a leader, this is probably one of the biggest pieces of the puzzle for why people are not accomplishing their goals, why they are not able to move their businesses to the next level, is because oftentimes as women, we are nurturers, we are caregivers, we think that we can do everything. And I often share the story of the fact that when I have the difference between men and women, I have a woman come to me and she'll share with me, these are her challenges and this is what she needs done in her business. And then I'll say to her, well, you definitely need to have a website because it will serve as the foundation, right, for you to accomplish your goals and serve as a meeting place for all the people to see what you offer. Now, that woman will say to me, oh, that's so wonderful. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I really need a good website. Can you direct me to a book? This is usually 9 times out of 10. The female will say, can you direct me to a book that I can read on how to actually design my own website, direct me somewhere where I can do it myself, or is there a class that I can attend? Okay, that's normally what a female says to me when I'm coaching them, and I recommend that they go ahead and get their website up right away. On the other side is the male counterpart. When I say to a man, Well, you need to have a website because it serves as your foundation. That's the first thing that you need to have. This is what the man says. Okay, that sounds good. Who's going to do that for me? Who do you know that can provide and design a website for me? Who do you know that can get these things done? Because it's not going to be me. Now, why is that? Why do we have two different opposing sides, both needing the same thing, but one is thinking I need to do it myself, and one is thinking who's going to serve me to get it done, right? Well, it has a lot to do with our natural design of who we are as women. We're thinking in terms of nurturing, and I need to take care of it. I need to make it happen. I can do all things attitude, while the man is thinking, hey, I'm in the visionary CEO role. I need to have somebody taking care of that for me. And I think a lot of times when we as women are in small businesses, we have a tendency to latch onto that word small and think that we should be doing everything. Now, I want to have a disclaimer because I don't want anybody thinking that I'm saying that hands down, you shouldn't be designing your own website and you shouldn't be doing this. What I'm saying is that when you put yourself in the position as a leader, oftentimes you are not going to have time as a leader to move your business forward by doing everything on your own. So you're going to have to put together a power team of people to help get that done, okay? Now, with that said, some of you are probably really good technically, very good in doing websites, very good in helping yourself. And if that's the case, fine. But you still have to be able to hit the road running and get whatever you need to get done. So you have to determine what you're going to keep in-house and what you're going to have done outside. But here's at the end of the day, here is the point I'm trying to make. If you are going to be a leader of your business and take your business to the next level, you will not be able to do it by yourself. You must have a power team, and you must be willing to allow others to help you. There's a lot of creative ways, a lot of ways that you will be able to do that. So I just want to make sure that you know leadership is something that you should take very seriously, and it's something that you should understand is that you have to take that leap of faith with yourself and go ahead and do it. A lot of people have come to me saying, I don't have money. I don't know how I'm going to get someone else to design my website. But listen, there are a lot of college students out there that are majoring in internet technology who are looking for a project to work on. There are a lot of people out there who are looking, who have just started their own web design business, who are looking to build up their portfolio and who might be willing to give a deep discount or even willing to do it for free. For example, if you are willing to give them like a social media testimony, a video testimonial, audio testimonial. So there is a lot of bartering and trading that goes on every day in that capacity. What you can't do is close your mind up as a leader and say, I can't, or I don't have the money. That is just simply not in my vocabulary because I have learned too many times that all things are possible with God. All things can be done if you have the belief and faith in yourself that it can be done. And that is the role of a leader, is that you have that belief and that faith in yourself. So I'm so excited about these questions. I'm so excited that these are questions that are going to help you. And so again, last but not least in the five questions of leadership and authority is number five, do I have a delegation system in place, okay, to activate my power team? So four and five go together. Am I allowing my power team to work for me in helping to carry out tasks? And number five is, do I have a delegation system in place to activate my power team? So let me just slow down quickly to explain to you what this last question actually means. It means that you can't assign anything to anybody on your power team if you have not completed a system in which it's going to flow, in which it's going to work. Many of you know that I believe in systems. I believe in the divine system of God. I believe that our bodies work on system, and I believe that God is giving us a sign that everything has to be systemized in order for it to work properly. And so, therefore, we have to have multiple systems when we are running our business. So this last question in the five questions of leadership and authority is very important. Do I have a delegation system in place to activate my power team? So what that means is that you're going to have to sit down. You're going to have to write out, how do you delegate things, and how are you going to follow up on that delegation? Now, there's another word that is quite opposite delegation that I find a lot of people do, and I want to make you aware of it. And that word is called abdication. Okay, I have, for those of you that don't know it, I have a very successful virtual assistance company. I have multiple virtual assistants all over the U.S. working on behalf of clients and different people. And I find this very interesting. I find oftentimes that a lot of small business owners really like to abdicate their work instead of delegating their work. So let me just quickly explain the difference between the two, between delegation and abdication, okay? Abdication is when you hand something over to someone and you just give it to them. You don't give them any parameters, any follow-up, any instructions. You just say, hey, here, for example, design my website. So if you give somebody that task and you don't give them any parameters from which to work, and in your mind, you're going, oh, I'm so glad I have somebody to do that for me. Somebody else is preparing my website, so they'll let me know when it's ready. And guess what? You've just abdicated that task, which is a no-no. You never abdicate. For some reason, people have a tendency to think that when they're the CEO, when they're the leader of a company, that they can just hand something off and somebody should just run it for them and take care of it for them. But that's not true. When you do that, it's called abdication. And I can tell you that in everything, you must be a part of it in your business. You must know about it in your business. And it all starts with you. I mean, you're the one with the vision. You're the one that came up with the idea. So why shouldn't you be a part of the delegation process and also the process of what's going on with the task, right? So this is key. Never abdicate to anyone. Now, here's what delegation means. Delegation means to assign a task with a follow-up system in place and with instructions in place, right? So if you're going to delegate something to someone, you should already have written the instructions of how you want it done. A person can't be you. Nobody can duplicate who you are. It's only one you. But what they can do is they can follow instructions which have been written by you. Therefore, a flavor of who you are is going to come out in that project or in that task. So you need to make sure you write instructions. You need to make sure that not only that you've written instructions, but then you need to set up a deadline date that you're expecting that task to be completed. And then you need to come up with a list of follow-up dates that you will follow up with that person. And all of that still needs to be scheduled in your calendar. You do have a calendar, ladies, right? So all of that needs to be scheduled in your calendar, which is so very, very important. So there you have it, ladies, five questions of leadership and authority. I will get these questions typed out on the womenaboutbiz.net website. If you click on podcast, those questions will be typed out in the podcast area. That way you'll get to see what they are. Ask yourself these questions as often as you need to, okay? For some of you, that's going to be, you know what, until I get these questions synced into my head, I'm going to ask those questions of myself every day, every hour, for the first couple of days, just to get myself in the habit of asking these questions, and then I'll make sure to ask myself these questions every day. Now, what's supposed to be happening when you ask yourself these questions, ladies, is you're supposed to be having some aha moments. Or you're supposed to be writing down some questions that the questions themselves are sparking and you have to go find the answer for. You're supposed to be coming up with solutions. And many of these questions really dictate that you create systems to put in place for the answers to these questions. So these are powerful questions that are going to help take you to the next level. Remember, You and only you have the power to create your streams of abundance, and it all begins with you taking swift and immediate action. And I can't stress that enough, so don't forget that. I want to go ahead right now, and I want to move right into some tips for you with business goals for 2019. You know, my first suggestion to you ladies is that if you think you know what goal setting is, okay, that's great. I'm not going to take that away from you. All I'm going to tell you is that I have a system that works for 100% of my clients so far. It has worked for me, and it has helped me to take my business to six-figure levels. So with that said, hopefully you guys will be able to learn from me how to process goals in a way that can help you move your business quicker. So with the combination of me focusing on leadership and authority this year and then helping you with goals, I think you're going to see some new heights in your business. I definitely know that you will. So first of all, I want to share this with you when it comes to goal setting, okay? There are some tools that you have got to put in place, okay? With goal setting, the first thing, you definitely have to have a calendar. There's no such thing as having goals and not having a time management plan or some way to manage your time and to plot all of your tasks, your goals, and all the things that you want to do for 2019. So what I want to do right now is just slow it down just a little bit because I know the show is about to end in about 6 or 7 minutes, but I want to slow it down enough to just really say, okay, so this is what's supposed to be happening with you and goals. First of all, in business, you should have identified your business visions. And I say visions with an S because you can have more than one vision, more than one thing that you want to experience in your business. For some people, for example, it may be that they want to be on the cover of Entrepreneur Magazine this year, or they want to be on the cover of Essence Magazine, or they want to be on some magazine cover. And that's fantastic, okay? For some of you, you really want to hit the six-figure level this year. You really want to generate net, not growth, but you really want to take away net $100,000 or more, and that's phenomenal, okay? But here's the thing. First, you've got to start with the visions because your visions lay the foundation to set goals, okay? So, yeah, I know some people call visions the master goal. Some people call visions different things, but I call it a vision. Why? Because in Habakkuk, God says to write your vision down and make it plain. And so he starts with a vision. And so I don't know about y'all, but I'm going to follow God, okay? And God says to write your vision down, to make it plain, okay? So there's something about writing a vision down and making it plain. What is that? Well, I believe that when you write your vision down, what God is saying, take your vision from the spiritual realm, okay? Take your vision from your spiritual realm and bring it into the earthly realm so that you can manifest what it is that you have written. That is what I received from God. So that is what I teach, that when you take your vision that's inside of you, inside of your mind, inside of your heart, when you take your vision from the spiritual realm of you and bring it into the earthly realm, and the only way you can bring it into the earthly realm from the thought process, right? Because people can't read your mind. People won't be able to experience what's in your mind. Only you know what's in there. So once you bring it from the spiritual realm and you write it down on the paper, you have just given your first testament of your vision of what it's going to be. Now you've written it and you have brought it into the physical realm. Now you're ready to do something very, very important. And this is when the phase of manifestation actually begins, which is now you're getting ready to goal set, right? You're getting ready to goal set, which is so very, 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 very important. And for every vision that you have, you should automatically goal or a set of goals to support that vision. I can't talk about that enough. But again, for every vision that you want to experience in your business, you should automatically have a set of goals that are supporting that vision, right? And for each goal that supports your vision, you should automatically have a set of tasks which the task acts as the final spark to your flame, your vision. So the task helps you to take and put things into action and to follow through and to implement in order to accomplish the goal. So here's the thing. Goals support a vision and tasks support your goal. Okay, and the tools that you're going to need to make that happen is definitely going to be your time management planner. You're definitely going to need a CRM, which stands for a customer relations system, okay? And there are two systems that I have recommended people that they actually use. One system is called Insightly, I-N-S-I-G-H-T-L-Y, Insightly.com. They have a free version of Insightly, but it's very limited. But Insightly is quite incredible because it helps you to keep up with all of your leads, all of your opportunities. It's a database, so it allows you to database all of your connections and your contacts. It also has a tasking and a to-do feature as well. Quite incredible. It also allows you to email people right from within Insightly so you can keep up with what you emailed them and what they said to you. So again, Insightly is quite incredible. I've been recommending them. I'm not advertising for them. I'm telling you what I know. They have quite an incredible tool that I recommend to many solo entrepreneurs. Okay? Very, very important. And there are many other CRMs out there, but they're very costly. So I always recommend Insightly for that very, very reason. There's one other that I want to recommend that I really have been testing out for about 90 days, and it's called Capsule, C-A-P-S-U-L-E, like a capsule, CapsuleCRM.com, okay? Capsule, C as in cat, R as in run, M as in man, CapsuleCRM.com. And they have a full free feature that you can use. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I think you can use it for up to like 500 contacts. So that's a pretty good offer from Capsule. So you can try CapsuleCRM.com. And for somebody that's looking for something more robust, that's not too expensive, take a look at Insightly.com, I-N-S-I-G-H-T-L-Y, Insightly.com. And those are two platforms that are really, really good that I would like for you all to take a look at. And I think that you would really find them very useful and very, very helpful. So you can't do without a time management planner. But here's the thing. I tell people this all the time where time management is concerned. I don't care what you use to manage your time every day. It's not going to work unless you work it, and it's not going to work unless you are committed to the time management system. So if you come from the old school and you still want to use a planner, that's fine, but you need to be committed to it. If you are interested in using technology, then use Google Calendar. Okay, Google Calendar is constantly evolving and changing. Many of you know I am a Google girl. I love everything Google, and Google has the Google Suite, right? And the Google Suite is consistent of Google Docs, Gmail, Google Calendar, Google Forms, okay, and Google Sheets, which is awesome. And they even have a Google Presentation, which is just like PowerPoint. So Google has all of these amazing free tools. So if you go to google.com, just Google Google Suites or G Suite, and you'll see all the incredible tools that Google has. And by the way, bless their heart, Google has been working on this forever, okay? They have always wanted to offer free websites to all the Google users. And Lord bless them, over the years, they've had some templates and different things where they've tried really hard to offer a really quality free website designer. But I think they just hit the jackpot late last year with Google Sites. Take a look at it. For somebody who is really on a budget and you're just needing like a one-page or a five-page website, this might serve your purpose or serve your need. I plan on using Google Sites for doing lead pages. So I don't have to pay for lead pages. I plan on doing one-page lead sites to generate leads with a domain pointed to that lead page and using Google Sites. So it's going to save me a lot of money. So again, take a look at Google Sites because it can help, okay? So there's a lot of tools and resources out there for you in completing your goals. Today, I've given you the hierarchy for goal setting. Vision first, goals to support your vision, tasks to support your goals. For those of you that are members of Women About Biz, then you can automatically get the downloaded worksheet. For those of you that are members of the Women About Biz group on Facebook, I'm also going to go ahead and put the goal setting worksheet as compliments to you in the files. So you'll be able to pick it up from the files. So I'll do that in just a minute so that you'll have that same hierarchy that I was talking about. You'll be able to use the worksheet until you get used to the thought process of goal setting that way. Vision, goals, task, action, okay? And of course, with your task, you have to make a decision on whether you're going to delegate it or keep it yourself. And we're going to talk about that more next week. So tune in Monday, ladies. Tune in Monday at 12 noon for the next episode of Successful Woman Radio. I want to thank everybody for listening. I really, really appreciate you guys supporting the show and letting a lot of people know about the show. And again, don't forget you can listen to the rebroadcast by clicking on the play button in the Facebook group, Women About Biz, or you can also go to womenaboutbiz.net and click on podcast in the top right menu bar, and you can do it for that as well. Oh, what I want to remind all of you is that we now have more space open for Power Talk. So if you have never had a free Power Talk, which is an engaging free coaching session with me, we can discuss your challenges, we can discuss marketing, we can discuss you being a better leader for your business. You need to go ahead and get that scheduled as soon as possible. It looks like we've had about 7 more slots open up for the month. So again, I want to encourage you to go ahead and get your power schedule. And to do that, simply go to womenaboutbiz.net. Click on in the top menu bar, and when you click on coaching right there in front of you, you'll see how to actually schedule your free Power Talk. So on behalf of Women About Biz and Successful Woman Radio Show, I want to thank all of you for listening today. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I look so forward to you being on the show as we continue on with our theme, Business Goals 2019. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.